in any way.
Perfect. Would you say then that there was a clear sense of community spirit within the company?
The company itself was very good to people. A chap I knew, he had a mild stroke next year. After a few months, he could come. But he was only allowed to work from 9 till 4. But when he came to work, he had to be driven in by car or chauffeur and home. If there was no one in the transport, they'd get on to the directors and they'd send a Rolls Royce for him.
No. Did you ever get any of that treatment?
No. We had an apprentice who got his hand cut badly and he had to go to Kingston Hospital. And the only person they had available was one of the chauffeurs, you know, in uniform with a Rolls Royce. And he said to this apprentice, when we get to Kingston Hospital, do not open the door. I'll do that. And he pulled up outside Kingston Hospital, opened, and as the lad got out, he saluted. And about 2 doctors and 3 nurses came rushing out to see who it was. They probably thought it was royalty or something. But that was the spirit there. Everybody, you know, somebody got in a bit of trouble, you always try to help out.
You with your managers as well. Mm. There was always a very good relationship
with everyone. I haven't worked for another big company, but I can't honestly imagine perhaps they do, but it was so, everybody knew everybody. I mean, everybody knew who the works manager was. Everybody said, it was one of these companies, if you work with everybody, you could get anything done. And they used to say, if you can't get it made in British Aerospace, it cannot be made. I mean, like what they called homers, you know. Now, I was interested in photography, and I wanted what they call a reversing ring. You put it on your lens, turn it round the wrong way for doing close-ups. And I spoke to the chap in the machine shop. Oh, yeah, give me the thing, and we'll make it. Do one for you. If you had a lawnmower, you know the old type with the thing that swung round? If you wanted it sharpened up, there was one chap, you saw the foreman, and you look on the, next Saturday, you took your lawn, just the cutter in, and he would put it on a machine and sharpen it, and of course, because it's done like that, it's perfect. You know, it's not deeper this end than that end. Little things like that.